This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. President Trump abruptly, U.S. President Donald Trump abruptly ended talks with Democrats Tuesday on an economic aid package, drawing criticism from presidential rival Joe Biden that the president was abandoning Americans in the midst of a pandemic. Along with Biden, congressional Democrats and some Republicans blasted Mr. Trump, saying more was needed to help the millions who have lost their jobs because of the coronavirus. So far, the virus has killed 210,000 people in the United States and infected nearly 7.5 million across the country, according to Johns Hopkins University data. More than 1 million plus worldwide have died, and nearly 36 million have been infected. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has laid out its safety standards for developers of COVID-19 vaccines after the White House blocked their formal release. The move Tuesday is the latest example of the tug of war between Trump officials and government scientists over the review and timeline for upcoming vaccines. Specifically, the FDA documents make clear companies must provide at least 2 months of safety data from participants before seeking emergency approval from the agency. That requirement would almost certainly preclude the introduction of a vaccine by Election Day, November 3rd. Germany's states have agreed residents of domestic coronavirus risk areas should not be allowed to stay in hotels and other parts of the country to curb surging numbers of new infections. That's according to the news agency DPA. The news comes just days before about half of Germany's federal states start 2 weeks of school holidays. Coronavirus infections have climbed steadily in Germany over the last 2 months. The capital, Berlin, announced a late-night curfew on restaurants and bars Tuesday. This is VOA News.